Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. This week, we have news about a woman in Hurley that was left homeless due to a standoff that took place at her home. What can you share about this specific incident?
On July 18th and 19th, New Mexico State Police Special Investigation teams came to North Hurley and attempted to talk to or capture Timmy Vick, who lived in a house with his mom and his brother Lanny Vick. His mother, Betty Vick, as a result of this standoff, has been left homeless. During the standoff, police used battering rams to knock down entire walls of this residence, and because of that, Ms. Vick is now living in a trailer outside of her home. And that's the real story here. Ms. Vick has actually found tremendous support in her community, particularly with the help of State Representative Rudy Martinez, who has helped establish a bank account for donations at the First American Bank in Bayard. If anybody would like to make donations, you just go in there and ask for the Vick account. And Rudy Martinez is also found a contractor to assess the damage on the home and see if there's anything they can do to rebuild it. Senator Gabriel Ramos was also visiting the home the other day to give the Vicks some advice on insurance matters. He is an insurance agent, and Mrs. Vick is hoping to get an insurance payout for the damage to her home. They've also applied to get a lawyer through the Southwest chapter of the ACLU, the local president of the Southwest chapter of the ACLU, Robert Garrett, came by their home and helped them fill out an application and send that in.
Okay, thanks for that, Jeff. Now I want to move on to another story, and that is Silver City banning smoking in parks.
Silver City adopted a smoking ban in the early 2000s, but this update makes it illegal to smoke in a public park, in open spaces, and on trails that are town-owned.
Now, we also have news about Freeport-McMoRan having a drop in their earnings for this last quarter. What can you share about that and how it could impact the community?
Copper prices worldwide have just been low or turbulent, to say the least, over the last few years. And that trend has continued, and the cost of producing copper has gone up, and they are producing less copper at the mines, including the mines in Grant County, Tyrone and Chino mines. And what that means for Grant County is less tax dollars.
Jeff, thanks for that update. We don't have a lot of time left, but we're going to go to David Marquez, who was reporting on a story about an area ordinance that may impact off-road vehicles. David, what can you share on this?
Last Monday, the Bayard City Council approved a notice of intent to adopt an ordinance that would allow UTVs, or more commonly known as side-by-side vehicles, to be operated on municipal streets. This ordinance will be similar to those already passed by the Town of Silver City and Grant County in relation to the use of side-by-sides on municipal streets and county roads. As Clerk Treasurer Christina Ortiz will use those two ordinances to draft one for Bayard with the particular needs for Bayard in mind. For now, they're planning on using side-by-sides on all city streets, allowing the use of side-by-sides on all city streets, but will not allow them to be operated on highways within the city limits. Drivers will be able to cross those highways, but will not be able to travel on them. And unlike the Grant County ordinance and Silver City ordinance, there will be no curfew for the operation of UTVs in Bayard. Ortiz is drafting the ordinance right now, and then after she's finished, a notice of intent to adopt will be published, and then there will be a comment period for 14 days, and after that, the ordinance will be sent to council for final approval.
Okay, thanks for the update, and we will talk with you all next week.
Thank you so much.